What's up, man? All right, guys. I'm here with my friend. His name is John. I'm in a bar in Romania. He says hi. I'm in Brașov, as you guys know. Second to last day here before I come back to America. So John over here, he is a government worker. He's also a farmer. Owns land, owns cattle, owns woman.
No.
Okay.
That, not that. That owned the people in America hundreds of years ago.
Okay.
If you own woman, you're on good scale of making things.
So tell us about yourself, John. So you own land, you own cattle, right?
Yes.
Okay, because the people in America need to understand, Romania is very, very arable,
very rich,
in land.
Rich country in land.
Yep. And they have good weather. They sell
sometimes,
wheat. Sometimes. Okay.
Most of the time.
So tell us a little bit.
Beautiful girls.
Beautiful girls. We're going to get into that one. So tell us a little bit about buying land. How much is land? How much it is to buy a cow? And how much you can make back on your investment? Like, how much is it to buy land?
It is much cheaper than in America.
Oh, of course.
It's how you have a middle salary. With every salary, you can buy a part of land, of a portion of land.
Okay, how much is it to buy a hectare of land? In your
village? $2,000.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that guy?
I know it is $10,000 or $8,000.
In America,
it's four times expensive, cheaper than in America.
See that, guys? For $2,000, you can buy yourself a hectare of land. A hectare of land is like 2 point some acres. You can look it up. So for $2,000, guys, you can buy yourself land here in Romania. Now, how easy is it to plow the land and grow wheat on it, for example?
If you have tractor, it is very easy.
If you have what?
Tractor.
Tractor. Okay.
It is easy.
What do you want to plant? Wheat?
Wheat. Wheat.
You know, and there's no such thing as possession in Romania. You know that.
What you talking about?
You get wheat. Straight to traffic law.
What's this girl talking about?
About wheat, not about wheat. Wheat, it is wheat, and wheat is wheat.
I said wheat. W-H-E-A-T.
Spell it.
It's not my fault you can't spell, Adriana.
No, it's not my fault you have a deficiency of nothing. Fucking.
Oh, okay. She doesn't know the difference between wheat and weed. Big difference. You don't grow wheat. You don't grow weed in Romania, right? Nobody grows weed.
It's not
legal.
It's not legal.
Okay, wait until it's legal. If it's legal,
but
we all grow.
It is legal in America.
It is there, but you have to do a lot of
Romanians,
government paperwork.
Grow wheat. The Americans try to grow wheat this time.
Yeah. All right. So you own cattle. How much is it to buy a? How much is it to buy a
cattle?
Cattle? Yeah, cow.
In alcohol or in how much money? $1,000.
$1,000, you get to buy a cow.
It's the same price like a simple cow. If you want to buy a very good cow, a performant cow, you can buy it for 2,000 or 3,000 euros.
What do you mean by a performance?
It's the same price all over to the cows.
What do you mean by a performance cow or a good cow? What's the difference between a good cow and $1,000?
It brings you a big amount of milk.
Ah, so you're saying do you make more money with milk? Or meat?
Yes, with milk.
You make more money with milk. You hear that, guys? You make more money with milk than the meat. It's like the old MGTOW saying, why buy the cow?
A good cow can give you 10,000 liters of milk.
Yeah, John here has a lot of information. I mean, after all, the guy's a farmer. I mean, his family's been doing it for God knows how many hundreds of years. So he has a lot of good information, guys. I spoke to him before this video. So a lot of good information out there. So tell us a little bit more. How much liters can you get from a cow?
An average 5,000 or 6,000.
How many liters?
When you grow it good, it could bring you 8,000 or 10,000.
In its lifetime or in a month?
In a year, lifetime, tens of thousands. 60, 70 or 80 or 90,000 or over hundreds of thousands. If it is a good cow that it is keeping to the farm.
Okay, good.
100,000 of liters
in its lifetime.
This,
okay.
100 metric cups meters. I don't know how it is in gallons.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm sure the European guys probably know what we're talking about.
It's now, a truck full of milk.
Truck full of milk. Okay. How productive?
10 trucks full of milk.
10 trucks full of milk in its lifetime.
A cow can produce 10 trucks full of milk on a lifetime.
In its lifetime, it can produce 10 trucks of milk. In its lifetime, it produces 10,000 liters a year, right?
Yes, but it also drinks a lot of water and eats how much resources is needed for making that milk. It's also questionable. A cow drinks every day 50 or 100 liters of water.
Ouch. So how much, go ahead.
We like human drink 2 liters or 3 liters on 100 kilos, and they drink 40 or 50 liters on 500. They drink 10% of the mass they have to make milk.
Did you guys hear that? A cow drinks 10% of its mass to make milk. So if you got a 1,000-pound cow, it's gonna drink 100 pounds of water. That's a day?
Every day, yes.
So you have to have a lot of water, guys, if you wanna have a cow. So what else do people need to have a milk cow? Okay, so we need
The terrain,
water.
The terrain, the cow, and the water. And
terrain, cow,
and the terrain
water.
To make hay for the winter.
Okay.
And the stable for the cow.
Stable for the cow. Okay, so how many cows can you fit on 1 hectare of
one cow? One cow per hectare.
One cow. Well, why one cow? Why not two?
Or two cows when you have only keeping the cows for making small amount of milk and keeping it for beautiness.
Keeping it for what?
For because you have the cow like this animal. I don't know. You have animal, domestic animal.
Oh, okay, so
if you want to keep a cow, you can keep 3 cows on a hectare if you want to only to grow the cows with eating what they need. If you want to make milk, you need a hectare per cow.
Okay, so from my understanding,
2 acres per cow. You need to make a lot of milk, 10,000 liters per year.
Okay, so 1 hectare per cow if you're going to make milk. Now, if you're going to make only meat, we're only going to have the hectare for meat.
At meat, it's the same thing, but another proportion. At 80% of what they can eat.
80%. So you can put 2 cows a hectare if you're gonna make meat or
yes,
more.
Yes. That's the answer. On making meat, you can use 2 acres on 2 cows, and on making milk, very performing, you
one
use one
cow per hectare.
One cow.
Okay.
Per
so how so from what age does the cow start making milk?
At 3 years.
Okay, at 3 years old, a cow starts making milk. From 3 until when?
Scientifically speaking, until 15 or 20 or...
Wow.
Also, more than that, in making productive what they do milk until 10 years, 7 or 8 years or 9 years, they are producing almost the same amount of milk.
Okay, so a cow
after they can produce, but they don't produce so much
quality.
Like, why, you want to go?
It's the same quality, but it's not...
Not as much?
Not as much. Yes.
So the quality of milk doesn't go down.
You can keep
down.
A cow that was a good cow even at 20 years or 30 years.
Oh, wow, guys. So if you have a cow that's producing a lot of milk after, you know, the ages of 9, 10, you can still keep it around if it's super-duper productive. But according to John, the quality of milk does not go down. Or
yes,
does
it's
it?
The same.
It's the same. Okay.
The same milk.
Quality of milk does not go down even if the cow is 15, 20 years old. All right, so
it's something that they have in their organism to make milk. It's how they produce that. It is a miracle of the nature.
Cool. All right, so in your farm, John, so you have a cow starting at 3 years old. You have it go until what? 9, 10 years old, and then you slaughter it, or what do you do with the cow?
No, I don't slaughter. I cannot do that. I sell to people that bring that cow to places where one can make such things, but when the cow it's not good on making milk, or if it is sick, so it is sold and brought to market and making flesh.
Okay, so you don't slaughter the cows, you sell it to...
No. Okay. It's a dangerous thing for me. I know how to do it. It's
very simple, you don't, but
it's not in my nature.
Okay. So in your case, it's more profitable for you to milk a cow than it is to raise it for meat.
Yes, for sure. You get a lot of milk and you have a lot of gain. And
okay, so let me ask you this question.
It's a lot of making money of that, how the cow is grown and then when it is young.
Okay, so let's say we Americans, we buy a hectare of land for $2,000.
In Romania or in
Romania.
If you want to invest in America on having
Romania,
10 cows or 20 cows, you have to invest hundreds of thousands. If you invest in Romania, you only invest 30 or 40,000.
Okay.
You invest 10 times lesser the amount you invest in America. And you have the same cows, the same milk, the same profit.
Now we can
but must stay in Romania and have a farm in Romania.
Yes,
if you want to make that in America, it costs you 10 times bigger, because the industry making cow and milk, it's much bigger. It's, I don't know, a tenth or a tenth or
maybe
6% of 50% of the industry of the world.
Say 50% of our, say that again?
I suppose it is very big industry. It is between 5% or 15% of the industry they make milk in the world.
Romania or America?
It is bigger than European industry making milk, for sure.
You're talking about America,
with,
right?
With the countries that make also near us.
Okay, so who
it is 20%, maybe a third of the industry of the world in making milk.
Who is?
The Americans.
The Americans are the third. You see that, guys? We make about a third of the world's milk. I get. We make a third of the world's milk, or the world?
All Americas together. America, North America and South America, both continents, I suppose. Also
okay.
The South American produce a lot of milk.
Now, you told me that the land in America is actually better than the land in Romania.
Yes, that I studied. I studied that, I looked for it, and I verified it. A person from America said to me, from Canada, that it is more fertile because it is so. It was flat land that was covered by it, ice. And it was brought in a lot of earth through the surface, and it is two times, three times much fertile than this part of the world.
Okay, so our land in America, guys, is far more...
It's like in countries where they have ocean climate, like in Holland or like in Belgium, where you can have all over the year green grass.
Okay, so you heard that, guys. Our farmland in America is even better than farmland in Romania. And Romanian farmland, is it on par with Ukraine or not as good as Ukraine?
In some places, yes, in Romania. But like average, on how much terrain has a big country like Ukraine or Russia, they have a lot of terrain that is fertile in all over the country.
All over Ukraine.
In the number of hectares that they have fertility, is, yes, better. The biggest farm in the world is it's from Ukraine in a German firm that is in Ukraine and in Russia.
Okay.
It has, I don't know, tens of 50,000 hectares, the farm.
In Ukraine.
It's the biggest
Ukraine.
Industry in making milk.
Okay, and that's in Ukraine.
The Americans, the biggest farm in America is 20,000 cows, and the biggest in the world it is 15,000 cows. It is in Russia.
15,000 in Russia or Ukraine?
In Russia.
Okay, so the biggest farm milk, 15,000 cows. That's 15,000 cows in Russia, right?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So, do you have
500,000 hectares with, I don't know, yes, 50,000.
Okay, well, the biggest,
it's a lot. It's very.
So the biggest farm for milk is in Russia.
Yes.
Okay, the biggest farm for milk is apparently in Russia. Ukraine is not bad, guys. Ukraine is like Romania, maybe even a little bit better for milk.
All products that they are made in agriculture.
Okay, so let's talk about wheat. Okay.
Good climate in this region.
Good what?
Good climate in this
climate.
Climate, yes.
Okay.
This part of the hemisphere is good climate.
Okay.
With rain and also with warm to make the plant.
Okay. Now wheat. Now Romania is exporting wheat to Egypt. Egypt is very, very desperate for wheat. Want to give us your thoughts on wheat, John? Did you ever plant wheat before?
Wheat? Yes, yeah. Yes. With my tractor, not by myself. With the guy that is driving my tractor, but I was to a seeding session with on the field, but I haven't seeded by myself driving the tractor.
So,
because it is not so easy to make that. You have to be a good seeder to make this.
Oh.
You can seed with, I don't know, with the hand. You can throw on the terrain, but you have to seed with a tractor and with a machine and with a person that knows to do that. It's like an engineer in making, I don't know, tools or something.
Okay, so you need somebody.
If you make it each year or on a lot of occasions.
Okay, so you need specialized, you need somebody, you just can't, you can't
throw. See, I have the tractor, I can find the machine that I can prepare a terrain to seed wheat, for example, but how I seed and how I make the production, it could be lesser than a person that do it professional.
Okay.
That you can get 10 or 20% not so good production like a person that make is very professional.
Okay, so you heard that, guys. If you're gonna plant wheat, you better know what you're doing, or you find somebody who knows what they're doing. All right, 1 hectare of land, you plant wheat on it, okay? How much do you make from that land? How much do you make at the end of the harvest?
In money or in quantity?
Money and quantity.
At us in these countries like Romania or Bulgaria or Ukraine, €1,000.
That's it? You make €1,000 at the end? That's it? That's all
on
you make?
Hectare, yes, it's good.
That's good?
€1,000 of goods. So much it is. And all over there, this is the same price. I suppose in America it's also, if it costs bigger, the money they get from the state. But the price of the goods, it must be the same.
Okay, so you're telling us if I have 1 hectare of land and I plant wheat on it, I'll be lucky if I get €1,000. That's it.
Yes, on a hectare. You have 100 hectares, you get 100,000.
Okay, so you guys hear that? If you got yourself a hectare for 2,000...
On that amount of money, I'm not sure because I haven't experienced to make.
Okay, so let me ask you this question: if you had 1 hectare and you had a choice, 1 milk cow or wheat, would you choose wheat or 1 milk cow for that hectare?
1 milk cow.
You choose 1 milk cow over.
Yes, with wheat you can make bread or eating for animals, and with cows you make milk for humans to drink, for children. Children need milk to grow.
So you will
people eat drink milk for I don't know, because it is healthy.
Okay, so you're telling
it's
me...
It's one of the most important produces in agriculture, everywhere.
So you're telling me that cow milk is more profitable than wheat?
Yes, for sure, because it is a very valuable product, the milk. You can get it only from cows or from sheep or from goats.
Speaking
and it is important for people that are at young age for children to grow.
Okay,
and
so
it's
milk.
Also tasty. You can,
yeah.
If you drink a liter of milk per day,
oh, winter is coming.
You feel otherwise, it is healthy.
Winter is coming.
Okay, so milk, you guys heard that a milk cow is more profitable than having wheat. So for you to have a milk cow, you need to buy a hectare of land for about $2,000, maybe a little bit more, $2,500. You need to buy a cow for $1,000 or 1,000 euros. Now, you said the European Union actually gives you money back if you buy a cow?
Not only for, yes, for cows or for land, to invest in agriculture. So makes every government, they sustain their main dominion or main industry to make that industry bigger and profitable. And in agriculture, it is sustained all over the world with the price of the product or with the with the accordance of the state to giving money to farmers, for example, or to other industry making investment in their sector.
Oh,
they give so much money, how much money they can explain on selling that product.
Okay, so in America that's known
because
as...
Because they have a good business in selling agricultural products,
mm-hmm.
they give to the farmers or to the people that are making agriculture, they give money back to sustain their business.
Okay, in America that's known as subsidies.
It's like... Ah, yes.
It is subsidies.
But as it is subvention, yes.
Okay.
It's like making low prices in profitable times to so the people can buy very
I know
of things if they want.
Okay, so in your case, John, does the government give you back money or do they...
Yes, the half the money I gain, it is the subvention they give to maintain the price it is on the market. If I don't get like a farmer that money that the government or the central government gives, the price would be
higher.
Much bigger, higher.
Okay, so for you guys out there who don't know anything about farming, even in America, farmers get subsidies. That way they get to keep their costs down. Because if they don't keep their costs down, then the price of products will explode.
Would be double or cheaper.
See, there you go. Imagine paying $12.
If a liter of milk, it is $1, $2.
It would
be not sustained by the state, it would be double.
Okay, guys. So when it comes to farming, unless you're willing to pay super-duper high prices, the state is gonna chip in. Now, how do they give you subsidies, John? Do they tell you free fertilizer, free tractor? What do they do for you?
Yes, some amounts of money they are restricted on using. Not fertilizer, using certain stuff of chemicals that could. Getting to the animal stuff or the what they use and so
mm-hmm.
and can make not good to humans that they want to improve.
Okay.
But usually it is only the amount of money of they give on what you produce in making milk or cow or the terrain you have.
Okay, so in your case, you're making milk. Okay, so in that case, when you're making milk, what does the government give you in subsidies if you're making milk? Do they give the cow a free home?
No, no.
It's sex.
An amount of money per cow. And they give an amount of money pro country, and the country subtracted on how much cows there are that are valuable in the race of the cow.
Okay, so you get subsidies per cow. So you have 50 cows, right?
Almost, yes.
Okay.
40 milking cows, yes.
40 milking cows, and the government gives you subsidies on the cow, like some sort
of... On each cow, yes.
Okay, is that like money back? Is that like, hey, John, here's $50 because you have this cow? I mean, I'm just trying to understand, how do they give you money for that cow?
No. On what cows I have, it is the half the amount the cows cost. But if you have a performant cows, it is the quarter... The quarter value of the cow. They give you, if you have 10 value cows that are very productive in milk, they give you the money to buy at 4 cows another cow.
So for
if you have 100 productive cows in making milk, the most productive at 10,000 or 8,000 or 9,000, they give you money to buy another 20 or 30. To invest in business to make much more milk, because it is very, very, very demanded by the market, and it is also very good.
Okay, so they give you money when it comes to...
It's like you give me a beer if I drink 4 beers. It's like I go in a bar and the bartender says, I give you a beer if you drink 4 beers. You can make that to make fun, or you can make that to make milk in business.
Okay. Does the government help you in buying land or no?
No. Banks can help you to buy
okay, guys.
Land
now,
because that is property. It's another type of investigation.
So for us in America, guys, you don't deal with the banks. You know I dealt with banks. I don't like that. So for us, guys, it's better off for us to simply just buy land, like John said, and a hectare is 2,000.
You have a cow and milk, I don't know, a couple of liters to drink for what you need in a day. It is very easy to make food.
I mean, if you got...
Or also that easy it is to buy it from the shop.
Yeah, okay.
That what you can find in the shop are things produced by everyone that can sell.
Okay, that's a good thing, John brought up.
Everything.
Okay, so for all of you guys out there who are preppers, end of the world scenario, John, if we had 1 hectare of land, we're not selling to anybody, we just to milk cows, make meat, maybe chicken, can we live off of 1 hectare of land? If we had nobody else to buy or sell to, can you live off of 1 hectare of land, you and your family?
Let me figure it out.
One cow, couple of sheep.
I don't think so.
Really?
That
one.
Depends how much money you spend on food. How much money you spend on food?
You raise your own
I
food.
I haven't thought on this. How much money you spend on food per month? I don't know. And I can calculate in Romanian money how much cows you need.
I'm asking if you have your own hectare of land. You got your own land. You got 1 hectare. You have a cow. Maybe you have some chickens.
Yes, and how much food you need? In a year, in amount, how much food you need in amount, in money.
I mean, how big is your family, like 4 or 5 people?
On a person, not you know, we calculate on a person. Then you multiply it on how much people you are.
Okay, so do you think...
You can eat, I don't know, 100, 200 euros amount, I think.
Yeah. But can you live off of your animals? Can you live? I mean, can you live?
Yes, that it is
alcohol,
200,
and
2,000 subtracted by 3. It is you need almost 2 cows to have for a person to
one
eat
person.
With. Yes,
for 2 cows for 1 person.
No, you're not.
Yes, meat. I don't know how much eat, how much meat you can eat.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Yes. A cow or 2 cows.
For 1 person or a family?
For 1 person.
Wait a second, I mean, 1 cow makes 10,000 liters of milk a year, right?
Yes, a liter of milk only costs 50 cents.
I mean, how many liters of milk do you drink a day then? I mean, if you're one person...
It's not how much you drink. You can drink that, but you also need milk, you also need other proteins, I don't know, from bread, from whatever you eat, and also flesh or vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. A couple of bucks.
Oh, yeah, okay. I understand what John is saying. He says you need variety.
The cost brings you each day a couple of dollars. It's the same thing.
Okay, so from what I'm understanding from John, guys, is that you probably need some couple hectares of land, you know, a couple of cows. You need, you know, a hectare of land to grow some vegetables
if you
on.
Have three members or four members, the family is... For 5-6 person, you need at least a couple of cows to have the food for the person, the family, and also other games.
Okay, now let's talk about sheep. You also raise sheep, right?
Sheep is, yes, specifically for this part of
okay.
Romania, because they had commerce with countries that bought sheep.
Yeah, the Arabs, man, they buy a lot of sheep. So, I mean, John here...
what they eat.
Yeah, in the Middle East, you guys know that. Yeah, John here, he basically puts them... he basically sends them to the fort or to wherever, and then they put them on ships. So how do they take them to the Arab world? Do they put them on a plane?
With boat, with sheep.
With the boat, oh, okay. Okay, so how do you do it? So you got... How many sheep do you have?
100 sheep.
Wow, 100 sheep. That's a lot. So you have 100 sheep, and how many of them do you
60
sell?
60 ewes and 40 from this year. How much I sell a sheep?
How much do you sell a sheep for? Yeah.
$50.
$50?
No, so much I bought. Now it is $100, almost $100.
So you sell a sheep for $100?
It is the cost of the sheep. You sell the sheep, the new sheep, with almost $100, $70.
Okay, when you say sell a new sheep, are you talking about a baby sheep or are you talking
the
about...
baby sheep, yes.
Okay, how about, you know, a big sheep, you know, like a sheep that's a couple of years old, or you just sell them babies?
It is almost the same price.
Oh, okay. Is it more profitable to...
Heidi, come, scoot at home. Bye,
Luther.
Good afternoon.
See you maybe tomorrow.
All right, bar probably gonna close, so we make this quick. Is it more profitable for you to sell sheep or to sell a cow?
To sell sheep in this part of the world, to sell sheep, but in the world in general, to sell cow.
Okay, so as a Romanian, it's probably better for you.
And in USA also, I suppose. That depends on how the government sell cows.
Okay, so in your use case, it's good to sell sheep because the Arabs buy. That's pretty much it, right?
Yes, that's one of the...
Okay, so let's have a rundown.
You, can
you have how many cows? 50 cows, right?
Yes, almost.
How many sheep you have?
100.
Okay, he has 50 cows, 100 sheep. Now, you said chickens are...
One dog.
And one, how many? One dog?
One dog.
That's
yes.
It? One dog for
yes.
All that? Do you worry about bears?
Sometimes yes, in Paris when the bears come out because they need food, it is dangerous in the wood.
For those of you guys who don't know, Romania has the largest amount of brown bears in all of Europe, over 6,000 brown bears, and that's just a small estimate really. So.
Yes, and how the country big is, it's not very large.
So how many times did the bears eat your...
It's 200 per region.
200 per region, 200, 6,000 bears, guys. How many times...
To one bears to... miles, to kilometers away.
Wow. So you got a bear every, like, 1 or 2 kilometers around here.
Have in ever... America, I suppose it is much denser.
Much lesser, yeah. Especially brown bears, you know, black bears.
And not much more. Not much more in number like in Romania.
I don't know how many black bears. I mean, we have a lot of black bears. I know that, but brown bears. I don't know the number of brown bears in America. Did a bear ever eat your livestock before?
No. I had good
shepherd
peasants, not peasants, shepherds, shepherds that took care of the farm with their dogs and with person that are near us and have dogs.
Okay, so you never lost one of your animals to a
bear? No. My experience in the last couple of years, no.
Okay, guys, so you have to be careful where you buy the land, because some people, you know, they complain of bears eating their livestock. You know, fortunately for John over here, he never had that problem. So you just have to make sure you buy your land in the proper village. Tell the people the name of your village.
Ticușu Vechi.
Okay, I'm sure some people there are...
It's also a German name for that. It is a village in Brașov, in Romania.
It's between Brașov and Sibiu, right?
And Sibiu.
Okay, so between Brașov and Sibiu, it's in Transylvania. That's where we are right now.
Transylvania, about Transylvania, they know the American from films.
Oh, yeah, Dracula. All right, so with your... how about chickens? You said you don't. Chickens are profitable, but you have to have a lot of them, right?
Yes, they are very productive in species. They grow very fast in quantity.
Now let me ask you this question. Here in Romania, did they
the
put...
The most productive animal in the world.
I bet.
Don't know. Yes, the birds are growing very, 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 very fast. Faster than pigs, or faster than sheep, or than cows. Normal.
How come you don't sell chicken? How come you don't raise them?
Because you have to have a big farm, you have to have a lot of terrain where to make, to eat, to chicken.
Like, how many chickens do you need to be profitable? For you to be a serious player, make money off of chickens, how many chickens do you need?
Hundreds of thousands.
All right, God, there you go. Hundreds of thousands of chickens. So
they grow from grams to kilos in weeks, in tens of days.
Okay, so chickens grow very fast. They're very productive. They're very lucrative. But you need hundreds and thousands of them, not 10, not 20.
You also can have 10 or 20 for yourself to eat.
Eggs.
Eggs, yes, eggs
okay.
Are also...
So if any of you guys are into prepping, you can get your 10-20 chickens and, you know, have a chicken dinner, eggs every now and then.
I think it is the most selling meat in the world. Every country has
chicken
poultry or chicken farms.
Yeah,
because one can make very easy that thing.
Yeah,
to
and
grow.
Just a little.
You only need to wheat.
Wheat, that's
to,
it.
To give to the chicken, and they eat that and they grow in flesh.
Mm-hmm. Do are the
they eat everything. The chicken they have genes that they eat everything. They can eat grass. They can eat. They can eat animals, small animals, insects, everything they can eat. It's not problem that if it is how it looks or how it is on smell or how it is for the animal. Some animals don't eat only some stuff. The chickens eat everything.
All right,
Residual things from plants, the plants himself.
Mm-hmm.
Even stones, they eat even, I don't
pebbles.
Know, wood. What do you give to them? They
do they have steroids or antibiotics?
If you give them steroids, they grow. You imagine that they grow on usually. If you give steroids, they grow much faster than.
Do Romanian farms give them steroids or not really?
No.
About the chickens
if you grow on small amount, small numbers of how much you eat, every person gives to good eat, for example, what they have from the kitchen. If they eat food that has chemical substrate that can grow them, they grow faster.
Okay, but then, of course.
That is productive for making
Okay, but in general, here in Romania, they really don't put steroids and antibiotics in there.
They do.
Not all.
Oh, they okay. Okay, so some people do, some people don't.
Oh, everybody.
With restriction from the state or from.
Okay, apparently they put steroids and antibiotics. It's kind of like America. It is what it is, guys. I mean, it's not like it's gonna kill any of you, so it's all good, I guess. By the way, chicken here costs as much as it does in America. Here you can get a kilo for like what, 18 lays?
16 lays.
Yeah, you can get a kilo of chicken for 16, 17 lays. Okay, let me.
$4.
Yeah,
dollars.
$4. Yeah, $4. So for those of you who don't know, a kilo of
chicken is $4.
Yeah, a kilo is about 2.25 pounds. I know in Walmart you can get a pound of chicken for $1.99 at Walmart. So chicken in Romania, chicken in America, it pretty much costs exactly the same. Maybe here in Romania it's a little bit cheaper.
It's the same price.
Same price, pretty much the same price. Yeah. So for those of you who think, again guys, like I said before, you're not gonna save price money by coming here and eating lean like you would in America. So for all of you guys who think you can buy food here cheaper than America,
it's not very big difference about the price of the food. It is to one part, one unit to too much expensive possible. That depends how it is the country. It is the food cooked and how it is made by the process.
Yeah, see, there you go, guys. He's
then
a farmer.
It is the cost in presenting the food. But otherwise, it is almost the same price from one unit to twice the unit.
He's telling you how much it costs when you actually produce the food. None of that processed Twinkie bar shit. He's talking about food from farm to table. I tell you guys, you can't beat America, okay? Maybe Romania here can be equal to America, maybe a little bit cheaper, but at the end of the day, food from farm to
you
table.
You have bears, but in cows, we are far away.
Okay, they beat us in bears, I guess, brown bears, all right. But at the end of the day, guys, farm to table, you can't beat America.
Why do you care about America? Because you're not American.
You saw my passport, Diana.
Yes, it's home country.
So what? You're Egyptian.
Well, I grew up in America.
Whatever.
Oh, whatever. Okay. Why don't you come here and tell my YouTube audience what you think? Let's see how many thumbs down we get.
What?
Was I speaking a foreign language?
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Okay. By the way, guys, Adriana is 5'11", so. Most Romanian women are tall, by the way.
At least they have a good memory.
How you experiencing, yes. How you approximate the height of a person in food?
It's not
in
approximate, I told him last time.
You express in centimeters and after you express, you before said it's imperial measurement.
She told me she's tall. She told me her height.
You look to a person and you think how much centimeters and they have, and after you calculate in.
Well,
no.
Here's the thing. I
don't know if a person has 5 feet or 6 feet.
She told me. She told me she's 5'11". She told me. So that's how I knew.
And so, me, how much I have?
You, if I stood, you're like what?
You,
100.
You,
I'm gonna,
you know,
I'm gonna,
height
I'm gonna
the,
get.
In American
metric, I know my height.
System,
6'3", 190 centimeters.
And the other person, if it is a little bit higher, you say 1 or 2 more or less.
Yeah. See, I can go by centimeters. I can go by inches. You, John, are probably 187, 188.
Centimeters.
Yeah. What? Am I off?
Yes. Far away. 181.
Oh, okay, 181.
You are with 10% experiencing your
10%?
Metric system, you say.
5%, okay. So he's 181, 182 centimeters. That puts him at like 6 feet something. Okay, so he's shorter than me by 3 inches, 3 inches or 2 centimeters. Okay, so he's 6'0" on the spot, okay. I thought he was a little bit taller, maybe I was slouched over or something, okay. I thought
it's difficult to add to someone, I don't know, 2 or 3 centimeters or how much it is, it is how much inch it is about the foot,
yeah.
And the foot is how much in How much it is? 170 or 190?
Yeah, I'm 190. I know that.
That it is 5 foot or 6 foot?
No, that's 6'3".
And 5 foot and 9 or 8? It is how much?
5'9". Let's see, 3 and 2. That's 5.
180.
No, that's 179.
Ah,
178, 179. So, overall, John, do you think it's actually?
It was a curiosity because now I'm drunk in the. And how you say about your person? How high it is in highness? In how is the height of the person?
Well, you can look at them and you know take a you can take an educated guess.
In this system, you can know very exactly how much height is a person.
Yeah, I mean if you look at a person, depends. I mean I like to look at people's height.
But by your metric system, you thought I have 188.
Yeah, by my system, I thought you were 6 foot.
10 centimeters lower than that.
I thought you were 6'2". Honestly, then again, I was slouched over, so that made you look taller.
Because you have 6 meters and 9 or 8, you say. The same like your height.
Yep. Since we're now changing the conversation, why don't you tell us a little bit about Romanian women? This is where the people really came to watch. Tell us a little bit about Romanian.
Very beautiful, the Romanian girls. It is said it is the most beautiful girls in this region, in these countries around us.
Oh wow! How about compared to Ukrainian women? Oh God, I need to move.
It's different. The Ukrainians are more close to the Nordic race. They are much blonder than Ukrainians.
Yeah. So
in Romania are different types of girls from this part of the, also blonde girls and also dark haired
brunettes.
Brunettes. I don't know if in English it's also the
brunettes. Yeah, I haven't seen many blondes over here. The women in general are tall. Are they a good woman or they tend to all be bitches?
How it is connection, if it is tall, if it is beach or not.
I mean, are they nice girls or are they mean, you know?
The Romanian girls, yeah, for sure.
For
the
sure
girls
what?
In general,
they're good?
Milder than the men.
They're what?
They are better on, on heart. They have the heart better than the men.
They have a heart better.
The men are prepared to do anything and any stuff for the hard things, and the girls are milder in how their heart is.
Oh, are you talking about heart or hard?
Heart. Heart. I say soul. The soul.
The soul.
The
heart.
The heart.
Yeah. So Romanian women are what in the heart?
Much milder than the men.
Oh, much milder. Okay, that's because the Romanian men tend to be like most Slavic men. Romanian men, they tend to put up a front where they act big and bad. But the women know how to. Are the women here manipulative? Do they manipulate a man?
Yes, but that not with bad meaning like the men.
Well, the men.
They can cheat or they can lie, but if a man does that, it is because it is mean. A girl can do that by purpose.
Do what by purpose?
Because having a purpose or something to tell or to make something with harm or with lie or with bad meaning.
So women cheat and they do bad things?
All the people do that.
Okay.
Men are more predilected to do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you see, the men don't cheat, man. A guy can go out, have sex with hundreds of women, that's not cheating.
Not in general, or if they cheat, not cheating. About telling lies, or about not telling the truth.
Yeah, women like to be lied to, everybody knows that. Women love it when you lie to
you
them.
You don't cheat a girl if she's serious to you, if she's committed totally to you.
You don't cheat on a girl if she's committed
to
you.
No. Better no.
So let me ask you this question. If girls hear about... you know the marriage rate in Romania is going down, right?
In years, How much they are married?
The marriage rate in Romania is going down.
All the people, 100%.
100% what?
Of people are married.
Oh, are you telling me 100%? I think the alcohol might have gotten to 100% of the people here are married?
Above an age, yes.
Okay, I think back in your village that might be true.
I haven't thought how much people are married, how much are,
okay.
Where are people that are not married, like in countries where you...
Yeah, the red pill hasn't gotten to John yet. He's from a small village and he comes out here every now and then to have fun. You also work for the government, right?
Yes.
What's your job?
I worked for the government.
You worked for the government, but not anymore.
Now, with implication, now I'm not a man of the government because I want to make other stuff that is more important to me, to develop my stuff I'm doing and how I'm feeling about the day that it comes in the next day.
See that, guys? Once he gets something going for him, like his farm, he starts focusing on that rather than working as a... How much were you making a month as a government employee?
$500.
Yeah, he was making about $500 or euros? Big difference.
It's almost the same. Like, it's the same rate to dollars, like, to euros. So $500, so 500 and...
Yeah, so he was making between, say, 500...
540.
Yeah, he was making under $600 a month, basically, working for the government.
It's not the same salary like in your country, but... For our country, it's quite good.
See, the average person here in Romania makes less than $600 a month, guys. So if any of you want to come out here and hire people...
300,
really?
Yes, the average salary.
The average salary here is 300? Wow.
Almost two times the average salary in what I do.
What did you do for the government?
No, the average, the less salary. The average could be, yes, how you say, $400, $500.
So the average salary here is $400, $500, $300 being the lowest if she's folding, clothes at the Baby Gap, I guess. But the average Romanian here, guys, $600, and that's for a professional, probably. What was your job with the government again?
In administration. I give papers for constructing buildings.
See that?
In the city I stay.
So he was health inspector, a code inspector. You guys probably know.
Yes, like an inspector that gives you charges that you don't respect the legal things with building construction.
Okay, yeah, I think you guys know what we're talking, code enforcement, code, making sure the buildings are up to code or in code compliance. That's what his job with the government. He was making, between $500 to $600 a month, and now he's focusing on his purpose, which is farming.
Making money and bringing value to what I think about.
That
stuff I see and I know to...
See, that's a man focusing on his purpose. When was your last girlfriend?
It's not important that for you or for your viewers.
Was it a long time ago?
If I have a girlfriend today or if I like the girlfriend when I'm with the girlfriend.
Okay, but...
You say that to make me... Not having if I were with my girlfriend, I would not be with you.
See, if he had a girlfriend, he wouldn't be here.
It's not a valuable question. How much time I had until girlfriend?
See, if
I
he
don't
had...
know, a year or two maybe.
Okay, if he had a girlfriend, he wouldn't be here with me right now. He'd be with her. But because he doesn't have a girlfriend, he's able to focus on his purpose.
On the work, on the purpose, on the people.
See that? He's telling you. He's not even red-pilled. He's already telling you what we know.
You meet each day, yes. It is so. That depends how you are involved in what you know.
See, guys, if John had a girlfriend, you would not have seen this video. You would have not known it cost $2,500 to buy a hectare of land here. You would have not known it would cost you $1,000 to buy a cow. You would have not known any of this stuff if John had a girlfriend.
It is so expensive, like at you. You can buy much cheaper the money, but you don't gain so much money. I can buy 1 hectare, I don't know what, couple of months, but I can buy with each salary the same amount of surface of terrain like you buy with a salary in your country. It's the same investing style.
Yeah, so what John is pretty much saying is that just like in America, you'd have to work, you know, a couple of years to own land. Here, you have to work a couple of years to also own land. But if you are a foreigner like me, like you and me, making, you know, thousands of dollars a month, you know, you can come here 1 month in America. You
can buy with salary 1 hectares, not one, how you say it, 1 acres. 2 months. You can buy also a two with one with two salary, 1 acre or 2 acres. It's the same price.
So you can buy
to
a
the society to.
So you can buy a hectare of land here every 2 months.
Only the houses costs better because they are the. Different investing.
Let me ask this situation. Question then. How much does a house cost in your village? I just want a regular house. For me to buy a regular house in your village, how much?
10,000 euros.
Okay.
10,000 bucks.
And I buy a house?
A minimum one. If you want to buy something expensive, it is 15, 20 or 30. There are, with 20 or 30 thousand dollars, you can buy a house.
Does that come with the land or no land?
Only with house.
So the, you get the land and house, or only the house, no land, or how does that work here? I don't know.
Only the house. House and the terrain of the house, the counter.
Okay, so you get the house and the land for $10,000. I mean, that's like the basic minimum. So for all of you guys out there who, you know, want to become expats, retire in...
Yes, for a person that has money or gains American money or good money everywhere, it's good opportunity to invest in making of money or in having a house.
Okay.
You can buy here 2 or 3 houses with the money... Or 4 or 5 or 10 or 20 where I am in the village.
See that? His village is about 70 kilometers away.
How you buy a house in, I don't know, in a good place in America.
So you guys hear that, guys? I mean,
if you like the country or how it is in a country, you can find a lot of places where it is cheap to buy, affordable to buy a house.
Okay, so if somebody came here with $50,000, they can buy a nice house. They can buy land.
5 houses, or no, at least 2 or 3 houses everywhere in Romania.
And then they can buy land, and then they can, you know, you can grow your own food, you got your own house. So for $50,000, guys, that's all you need to pretty much live good in Romania, and then you have your own land.
Yes, you can make that with a salary in a year. With a salary, you can get, no, in 2 or 3 years. If you, I see. You also make amount of money you can invest, you can above the things you buy.
So for $50,000 they can buy
in America, I suppose you make that with 100 or 200.
Oh yeah, in America more than that. A house in America is super. See, houses in America cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now if somebody wanted to buy a house here in Brasov,
because the land is very valuable, all the buildings and all the stuff it is in the land, it is so valuable that the house is so expensive. That's why it is expensive, not because
in America or here?
In America.
Okay, in America, yeah.
Because you have a lot of buildings, a lot of people, a lot of resources, a lot of nature that it is with value, and that brings value, the average value to the land, that it is 1 time or 2 times or 3 times better higher than in a normal state.
A lot higher than here. I mean, how much is
not
it?
Not a lot higher.
How much is
couple
it?
Couple times higher. 2 times or 3 times.
Homes. You can get a home. Well, you can get a home in America.
The average.
$250,000. In America, the minimum for a home $250,000. Yeah. In small
it's
town,
not
you
a lot for a salary in. How much you gain the average salary in America? 2,000 or 3,000 euros, you can buy that in 60 months in 10 years. You can buy that in 30 years.
And how many years?
A house. A good house you can buy in 30 years.
Yeah, if you have a Romanian salary, you can buy a house in 30 years. But if you're an American, you're making, you know, $2,000 a month, you're saving that money, you can buy a house in Romania for $10,000, according to John over here. It's going to be in a village. It's not probably going to be the best thing. Does it have heating? Because it gets really cold.
Yes, in some places you can have normal heating, or in places where you are far from the city, you have heating with wood, with
burning coal and wood. Oh, that would be interesting.
And also, but in usual situation, with wood.
Oh wow! So you have to burn wood. Okay.
No. Oh, you put it only on the table and it makes energy.
Okay, you have to burn wood. But that's okay, that's for houses starting at $10,000, okay? If you have like $20,000, you can probably get a furnace or something, I don't know. Maybe get a fire, maybe get a, you know, a chimney going on. That's nice and romantic. Okay, if we wanted to buy a house here in Brasov, right, like within a kilometer from here, house or an apartment, how much?
131,000 and 132,000 euros. It's half the price in your country.
So it's going to cost 130,000 euros.
About 100 euros, yes.
100,000 euros. That's euros, not your money, right? Euros.
Yes, 100,000 euros.
100,000 euros.
Or an apartment you can buy with lower than that, 70 or 80 or 90 or 100 if it is big.
Well, I mean, if you guys have like $100,000 laying around and you want to buy a house,
it's half the price at you. It's
yeah.
Cheaper at you to buy a house, not that it is 250,000, it is expensive.
Okay, but if you guys go into the villages, you know, that $50,000 can go a long way, but then again, you have to burn wood to stay warm, so I don't know if you guys...
It was so until a couple of years ago. Now you can have thermic comfort with... there are a lot of stuff to make that. Before it was difficult to make. To make that. Now it is very easy. You can be on every mountain and having a villa with...
So pretty much Romania is coming up, guys. The land is very arable, it's very cheap, housing is cheap, like
it's
John
cheap
said.
Cheap for a person that have money.
Yeah,
obviously. You buy a lot.
Yeah, these guys are coming.
It is the same cheapness.
Yeah.
The same power to buy things like in countries that don't have so much money, better than in countries that don't have so much money.
Yeah, so again, guys, that American dollar can go a long, long way
but
here.
It is...
when it comes to housing and land, not food.
It is nice when you find a place that it is, you can exploit and you can not exploit. You can construct, I don't know, your own habitat that you can make in Romania or countries that don't have such things developed like in America.
Mm-hmm.
You can make your own stuff in making a house and making something you like to eat or to see everything or to make how you want.
See, you guys can make your own house, you can grow your own food. I mean, for those of you who want to be like totally off the grid, I mean, this is perfect. I mean, for $50,000 or maybe less, you get a home. You get a couple of hectares, a couple of cows, you know, a couple of sheep, you know, maybe some chicken, grow some. What, do you grow any apples, wheat? Do you grow any food?
Only hay.
You only grow hay?
At this time, yes.
Why
in,
hay?
In the garden, my mom.
Small
grows
family
the
garden.
The vegetable we use in the kitchen.
Okay. How big is her garden, by the way?
I don't know, 50, 60, or 60, 70 square meters.
Okay, guys, 70...
We make potatoes, all the stuff you need to eat that you can make, carrots, all vegetables that my mom used in the kitchen.
Okay, did you hear that, guys? A 70 square meter garden you can grow the vegetables you normally use. How many people?
A part of the vegetables.
A part, not all of it, a part, okay. Yeah. How many people does your mother cook for?
For three persons we are. My
okay,
mother,
three
my
people.
Father
okay.
And I. And she also cooks for my brother. She cooks for all of us.
Okay, guys, so you just heard it. For under 50K, a house, land, cows, chicken, a small garden for yourself. And you can sell some of the stuff just to make some additional income. You said you sell hay. Why hay?
Because I made that for cows.
So you sell
for
hay?
Okay, so they eat for the winter.
Okay, the hay you made, do you sell it or do you keep it for yourself?
I keep for my cows.
So you don't...
I need the hay I make for the cows.
Okay, so he makes hay for his cows, not to sell.
No.
Okay, so you need to make hay for cows because in the winter here it gets really cold. Okay, do you grow anything other than hay or that's it, hay?
Yes, hay of different types of grass, but only hay at this time.
Okay, there you go. There you heard it, guys. I mean, the most profitable.
Maybe we grow also other plants for the cows if we have the power and the strength to do that.
Okay, you guys heard.
It depends on the weather and how the cow can be with what we bring food.
All right. So give us the name of your village one more time.
Tikushu Bay.
Tikushu Bay.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try to link it on...
You can type it on Google and you'll find exactly the place. It is a very beautiful area in beautiness of relief and also how it is the nature there.
All right, guys, you heard it here, man. Any final thoughts for my audience on Romania in general or farming that people should know?
If you want to visit Romania, come in Brasov. You will find a good place.
Yeah, Brasov is really good, guys. I came here like on day number 4.
One of the goodest.
Yeah, this is actually, everybody says Brasov is the best place in Romania, even the Hungarians, even the Moldovans. So where I am is the best place. You know, minus the super cold and the Scamarona restrictions, this place should be popping. All right, guys.
For sure.
So we're going to say bye-bye to John, and we're going to see you guys later.
Nice talking with my friends here.
All right, guys. You take care. Peace.
Bye-bye.